Health research often makes big news on the internet or on television, but it can be hard sometimes to tell the difference between news stories and paid advertisements. Check out this recent network TV news report.
I love donuts.
There was also cookies and pie, pizza and ice cream.
When the weight started coming off, were you kind of surprised?
Yes, I was. I thought it was too good to be true.
But 18 months later, the scale proved otherwise.
Those are the kinds of stories that drive Gary Schweitzer crazy. He's a health journalism watchdog and founding editor of healthnewsreview.org. He uses scientific experts to rate the accuracy of reports like those, along with press releases about health research. Then he grades them on a rating system. Health News Florida special correspondent Carol Gentry speaks with Schweitzer, who explains how you can use his site to help separate fact from fiction.
So we apply 10 criteria to the review of stories and news releases, and how you do on those 10 criteria is translated into a star score of 0 to 5 stars, like with a movie review.
Have you ever had a one-star story?
Yes. It is in the minority, thank goodness, but we've had zero-star stories. You know, Carol, we swear that if you can put chocolate in a headline, it's almost guaranteed hype. Similarly, coffee.
And then there's the rat studies.
It boggles the mind how many stories we still see that will go almost through the entire story, making wonderful, exciting claims about research before they finally reveal the fact that this was done in rodents, that it was done in mice or in rats.
Do you think it has gotten better or worse over the last 2-3 decades?
We are seeing some of the best health, medical, science, journalism that we've ever seen in this country. So if I were drawing you a picture, I usually refer to this as these mountain peaks of excellence. But if you picture the valley in between these mountain peaks, I call it the daily drumbeat of dreck. And I fear that it is so voluminous that it overcomes the good that is done. I often tell journalists, Carol, I know you don't roll out of bed in the morning, put your pants on and say, how can I go in and screw up today? How can I go in and hurt people today? But the harm, unintentional though it may be, is still very real. And the fixes are well within reach. It doesn't require a PhD.
It seems to really irk you when a report leaves the numbers out.
A positive result of 1 in 100 people in the trial, 1%, or it could be 100%. Help us know. Similarly, do side effects and complications occur in 1 out of 100 people or 20% of the people? Put some numbers on it.
I've heard people say, speaking of an ad or a claim about a health product, well, it must be true because it'd be illegal for them to say that.
But that doesn't show a grasp of the holes in our regulatory system.
I see your site has added a blog and podcast to make it easier for the public to get this information and understand it.
The more people that would look at what we do every day on our site, they would be better equipped to be healthier skeptics themselves.
Gary Schweitzer is the founding editor of Health News Review. The link to his blog is on our website, healthnewsflorida.org.